Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Over the years, Bela Fleck has shown us that the banjo can play just about anything. Sure, it's great at bluegrass and roots music, but Bela's done genre-busting music with his mostly amplified band, the Flecktones. He's played with musicians from all over Africa and Central Asia. He's even brought the banjo into the world of classical music. Bela Fleck's newest recording features this concerto for banjo and orchestra called The Impostor, and a companion piece written for banjo and string quartet. In fact, it was written with a specific string quartet in mind, Brooklyn Rider. And Brooklyn Rider has joined Bela Fleck here in the Soundcheck studio today to play live for us. They're going to start us off with a portion of a piece called Tumble Down Creek, written by Bela Fleck and played by him and Brooklyn Rider.
Thank you.
That is music from Bela Fleck and the string quartet known as Brooklyn Rider, live on Soundcheck. Just an excerpt of a piece called Tumble Down Creek, which is in turn part of Bela Fleck's larger quintet for banjo and strings called Night Flight Over Water. Bela Fleck on banjo, of course, Colin Jacobson and Johnny Gandelsman playing the violins, Nicholas Cords the viola, Eric Jacobson playing the cello. Bela, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Good to be here. How you doing?
Good. And in company with the guys from Brooklyn Rider, Colin, good to have you guys back here.
Thanks,
as well.
John.
How did this collaboration come about?
Well, you know, it started out with that concerto, and which is
The Impostor?
Imposter Concerto. That's the one. And I wrote that, and it was about a 35-minute piece, and I was lucky enough to get an opportunity to record it with Deutsche Grammophon, and the question was, what's the rest of the record going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And one of my wish list things that I really wanted to attempt was to write a piece for banjo and string quartet. So everybody liked that idea. Now the question was who to do it with.
Uh-huh.
And then once I started asking around about, like, who should I do this with, everything pointed to these guys. So,
they have a lot of the same interests that you've had over the years, world music, folk music, you know, sort of ignoring the what we perceive as the genre they're supposed to play in.
Well, yeah, you could say that, or you could just say that just loving a lot of different kinds of music meant that they could play the piece without preconceptions, mm-hmm. and just play what was needed, drawing from a vast catalog of musical experiences.
Right, right. Now, having had yourself that vast catalog of experiences, both playing and writing, is it different to write chamber music than it is to write for the Flecktones or to write for you and East African musicians or whatever it is?
It's totally different. And that's what's so cool about it, is each one of these settings has different advantages, and there's things that can happen that can't happen in any other one. And like dreaming up stuff like this to play, it's one thing to like sit around and try and figure out a bunch of crazy stuff for the Flecktones to play. But you know, they're not, for one thing, they're not going to play a written out,
right,
25-minute piece where every single note was written out. But
you could do that, but why would you want to with
exactly,
those guys?
Exactly, because it's a different setup. But the possibility for me, like compositionally, I've never had a challenge like this of trying to think, like I have to write every single note. And then what they talking about you as if you're not sitting here, what they bring to it is so interesting, because I bring it as far as I can compositionally with the tools that I have, but what really makes it come alive is what the guys brought to it. And one of the cool things when I was first writing the piece, I still want to say we, but I was still writing the piece,
mm-hmm.
was brought a bunch of sketches here to Brooklyn and sat down, and we played them together, and I got a lot of feedback from the guys. And one of the main things that I discovered was that they could make almost anything that I dreamed of sound amazing. So in a way, it just gave me the freedom to complete the piece sort of without the kind of fear that I had when writing for orchestra. Like, a lot of things that just weren't going to be able to happen, weren't going to be able to move as fast.
And Colin, are there challenges to playing with a plucked string instrument, especially one with the kind of unique timbre of the banjo?
Yes and no. I mean, I'd say that, first of all, as Bela said, it was nice that we were able to work on sketches and get a sense of where the piece was going from the ground up, which is unusual, you mm-hmm. know, with composed music. And then the other aspect,
not for you guys.
I mean,
you
this
do
is
that a
you know,
lot.
Piano quintet is like the normal thing that happens with string quartet plus
mm-hmm,
one.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, in some senses, the banjo is the way Bela's, you know, using the instrument is a little bit, you know, like the piano quintet, in that a lot of our lines are intertwined inside of his lines. And then there's also independence of voices in many places, and gives us a chance to do stuff. But I think that's a really cool sonority that we had never worked with. And I don't know how many banjo quintets there are out there, but hopefully this will be the thing that spawns a whole bunch of other ones.
Well, there's a scary thought. Spate of banjo quintets heading our way. Bela, let me ask you, The Impostor, the big banjo concerto that spawned this project, that title suggests that you felt like maybe an outsider who had somehow been invited to the wrong party.
Oh, or snuck in on purpose, yeah, which is kind of my life. I mean, I'm always the one that doesn't quite fit, and I put myself in that position, obviously, intentionally, but every once in a while it occurs to me that I'm very rarely in a place where I actually fit in.
Uh-huh. Well, I was talking earlier, actually, to your mom. And I said, you know, it took a while, but it turns out you named him really well, because your parents named you after three classical composers.
Yeah, that is a really...
Bela Fleck,
Anton Webern, Leo Janáček,
right?
That's
correct. Mm-hmm.
Good ones.
Yeah.
And here you are now, a classical composer.
Yeah, and I went south. You know, I went down south and learned to play the banjo and moved to Kentucky and Tennessee and came back roundabout.
Mm-hmm. So this piece called Night Flight Over Water, is there a story behind that title?
Well, you know, there's kind of a story to the whole album. And with you don't know this while you're writing, but then when you get done, you sort of... In fact, Future Man asked me at the premiere of The Impostor. He said,
Future Man from the Flecktones.
Yeah. He asked me, what's the story of this piece? And I said, it's kind of like if somebody snuck into a masquerade party. The masquerade party is an orchestra, you know, and the banjo is the guy that snuck in and sort of made believe he fit in, put on a disguise. And then in the second movement, he integrates and everybody's believing it. But then near the end of the third movement, he plays some Scruggs licks and suddenly discovered that he doesn't belong there at all and has to run from the castle or from the orchestra room. But what happens after that is that he has to make his escape.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's got stolen the king's silver or he's stolen the golden baton of the conductor, and these guys are helping me make my mistake. Then that's the night flight.
So literally, these guys are helping you make your escape, you
exactly,
mean.
Because... I realized that this was the next piece I wrote after the Impostor, and I hadn't titled it at that point. And then I realized that it really felt like a continuation, and it felt like when I listened to the piece, it reminded me of canoe trips that I took when I was a kid, where you'd be going down a river, and it'd be really fast, and then all of a sudden it'd be placid, and you'd be floating past these vistas that would just come, and they would go, and you'd be onto the next set of rapids or the next kind of water. And this piece felt like that to me sort of from the beginning, and then I realized it could be the escape from the castle.
All right. The escape begins with Tumble Down Creek and continues with Hunter's Moon. You guys want to play some of that for us?
Sure.
All right. We're speaking with Bela Fleck and the members of Brooklyn Rider, the Brooklyn-based string quartet. The full piece is called Night Flight Over Water. It's on Bela's latest CD, which is called The Impostor, and is out now. WDET listeners, they'll be playing at the University Musical Society in Ann Arbor on Sunday the 24th. You'll have a chance to see them then. But they're playing for us live on Soundcheck. Here's a piece called Hunter's Moon. Thank you. Cool piece from Bela Fleck and Brooklyn Rider, the string quartet playing live here in the Soundcheck studio. That is Hunter's Moon. It is movement 2 from Bela Fleck's 3-movement work called Night Flight Over Water, a quintet that he has written for himself and Brooklyn Rider. Once again, Bela Fleck playing banjo, Colin Jacobson and Johnny Gandelsman on violins, Nicholas Cords on viola, Eric Jacobson playing the cello. And Nick, Colin was saying before that, you know, this might be the first ever banjo string quintet. There might be more to come. What else is there in the repertoire? I mean, when you and Bela are out playing, what else are you playing?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, John, because we're in the process of building that repertoire up together. And actually, the more we dig into that, the more we find that there is some great material. So whether it's material that we've played on this show before with the quartet, a piece that Colin wrote, Brucleska,
right.
What does a banjo add to that, or repertoire that Bela has from past projects or things that are newly created? I think it's actually a really, it's an opportunity that has a lot of...
So you guys are doing some of the old Flecktone stuff, things like that?
It's a very good time to ask, because today is our first rehearsal for the tour. The last time we got together was when we made the recording, and we've brought all this stuff to start,
figure that
but we
out.
We didn't start practicing until after we leave the radio show. And so far, we've got this, but we're getting ready to open up the grab bag and find out what our show is going to be, which is actually, this is the most exciting part of every tour of a new group of people, is when you actually start finding out what's it going to be. And I have a new piece that I wrote for the guys during the summer that I can't wait to hear what they do with. They've got some pieces that I've been working on and banjo parts to go along with, and mm-hmm. we're just going to keep on trying stuff.
All right. The CD is called The Imposter. It features Bela Fleck's concerto of that title for banjo and orchestra, and this piece, Night Flight Over Water, that we've been hearing some of today. Bela, to you and the guys of the quartet, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.